Today is between Master and Disciples will be presented in Hindi and English with subtitle in Arabic, Olexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish and Thai. बुद्ध अथवा गौतम बुद्ध जिन्हें शाक्यमुनि बुद्धा भी कहा जाता है प्राचीन भारत के एक महान आध्यात्मिक गुरु थे। 5वीं सदी में राजकुमार के रूप में जन्मे गौतम बुद्ध चाहिए है उन्हें साम्राज्य की असीम संपत्ति प्राप्त हुई। तथापि राजकुमार ने एक दिन आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान के लिए महलों की जिंदगी छोड़ दी। उनके वर्षों के तपस के उपरांत बुद्ध को बोधि वृक्ष के नीचे आत्मज्ञान प्राप्त हुआ। उन्होंने अपने अनुभव के सद्गुणों को अन्य लोगों के जन्म और मरण के चक्र से निकलने के लिए प्रदान किया। बुद्ध के सघन आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान के सर्वश्रेष्ठ सत्य का आज भी आदर सहित अध्ययन किया जाता है उनके पंडितीय और सहानुभूति ज्ञान के कारण। एक कहानी पेश करते हैं जिसका शीर्षक है सुवर्ण हंस, जो कि गौतम बुद्ध के पूर्व के अनेक अवतारों में से एक अवतार पर आधारित है। इस कहानी को कहा गया फिर से परम गुरु चिंगाई के द्वारा अंतरराष्ट्रीय साप्ताहिक शिविर नोम पेन कंबोडिया में मई 11, 1996 के दिन।
If you have achieved a less ego state, that is the best achievement. More loving kindness, more quick reaction to the request of other people and to the request of the master, then you should think you have progressed. If we as the practitioners contact with God every day and don't use a higher, noble power for a better ideal, for a nobler goal in life, then it's a shame. You want to hear some Buddha story? The Buddha, at least he have many thousand lifetimes, being a different beings and having a lot of fun. Okay, let's see, one time, perhaps the Buddha has been a goose. But any time it concerned the Buddha, previous life, doesn't matter if he's an animal or what, he's still a very, very special animal, like a golden lion, golden deer, golden goose, golden turtles even. Okay, this story is called the golden goose because he always has been a golden something. So it must be one again. Long time ago, there was a king named Bahuputtaka. This name is actually means the father of many sons. And his queen, Kema, both of them rule in Banaras. Banaras is one of the holy city in India. Is it called Deer Park? Banaras means Deer Park, right? This is where the Buddha preached the first sermon about the four suffering and the four noble ways to liberate yourself from suffering. I have been there. It's not much left from the Deer Park where the Buddha has preached. But there are many holy people who surround the city or live in the city and who has been very famous. One of the great women so-called master in India who live in Benares, her name is Anandamayi. Have you heard of her? Yes? That means the blissful mothers. She has gone. One day, the queen, Kema, dreamt of a golden goose who spoke with the wisdom of a sage. She told the king, that she greatly desired to see and hear such a wonderful bird. The king consequently made inquiries and was told that there were such birds as golden geese, but that they were rare and not easily found. Do we have some golden goose? Geese? No. I think recently they have found something in a very far away beach somewhere. I forgot where it is. Then the geese there who lays eggs, which have the trace of some gold in it. Perhaps this is a tale of the golden, you know, the geese or the ducks who lay golden eggs in the old time. Very few particle of gold in it. So that perhaps that these exist, huh, before. And then after many generations, the gold become less and less, you know, it's all inflation like this. So they just left a little bit remnant of the olden time when the goose will lay golden egg. So now the people who informed the king in his kingdom that very difficult to find these kind of geese, but nevertheless they exist. And then many of his attendants were sent out to look for the geese, which are supposed to be somewhere near a lake, very far away somewhere. And they also employ the hunters to try to look for them and bring them back to Benares. They advise him to construct, and then many people also advise him, you know, the king, to construct a lake near the city so that maybe the geese will be attracted and fly to live near there. At that time, there were many geese who live on Mount Chitakuta, perhaps in India, Chitakuta, perhaps somewhere in Mount Kailas or something like that. They number 90,000 in all. And their king, there was a king called Dattatata, Dattaratatakata. And this Dattakatata goose king was absolutely beautiful bird with feathers of a shining golden color. Wow. He invites trouble. In the course of time, a large lake was made near Benares, and the king named the lake Khema after the name of the queen. Flowering trees and flowers and beautiful rare botanical species have been planted around the lake. And also water lilies and lotuses and some of the water vegetable and flowers are planted also in the lake. And every day the people will come and scatter some corn and some kind of cereals, yeah, to attract birds and things like that. And then the king's herald, one of the attendants, would call out very loudly, with a microphone, of course. He would say, "The king of Benares welcomes all birds to come and live in peace in this beautiful lake. They will be protected from danger by the king's order and the king's men." So news of this lake reached the wild geese on the Mount Chitakuta. And they went to the golden goose and said, "Lord, the king of Benares has made a large and sweet-smelling water lake near the city. He guarantees protection for all birds who settle there. The birds will be also fed by the foresters. Let us go and see what sort of place it is. We are weary of living on this mountain top and having to search for food ourselves." So the golden goose, which was the king of the herd, of the geese herd, agreed to their proposal, And then he and some of his folk flew towards the Benares. The king had ordered his hunters to watch regularly by the lakeside. He told them that if they saw a golden goose approach the water, they were to immediately set a snare for him. The headhunter ringed the lake around with his men at all hours of the day and night, waiting to capture this golden goose. So early one morning, he saw a huge flock of geese and a larger bird in golden color, whose feathers gleamed in the sun rays, flying towards the lake. Quickly, the hunter set a snare amongst the water lilies and lotuses. He knew that the golden goose, being the leader, would alight first on the water. Like a dense white cloud, the 90,000 geese drifted down towards the lake. The golden goose settled on the water, and at once his foot was caught in the snare. Seeing that their leader was trapped, the flock of geese circled around, honking in distress. But none were brave enough to attempt to rescue him. They rose up and flew back towards Mount Chitakuta in safety. Now Sumukha, the chief captain of these geese, alone remained with the king. The golden goose turned to him and said, "The other geese have all flown away. Sumukha, without hesitation, they deserted me. Why do you wait here? Fly away quickly while you have the chance. If you remain here, you will be captured as well." Sumukha, the chief captain, maybe the next attendant to the king's goose, said, floating gracefully on the water by the side of his king, and replied, "I will never leave you, royal goose. Now that danger draws near, I will remain and either live or die by your side." As they were talking, the chief huntsman came close to the lake. Sumukha decided to try and soften the huntsman's heart and flew up to him, begging him to let the golden goose go free. The huntsman was struck by the regal beauty of golden bird and asked him, "Your comrades have all fled, O noble goose. Did you not see the snare from afar?" So the golden goose answered him, "When life is coming to an end and death draws near, it is of no use to struggle against fate. Thus I did not see the snare." The huntsman was greatly impressed by the wisdom of the golden goose. He asked Sumukha, "And why you also alone remain here? The other geese are no longer to be seen. You are free, yet you have remained by the side of this noble bird. Who is he that you have not left him in an hour of need?" So Sumukha answered, "He is my king, my comrade, and my friend. I will never forsake him, though I die for it." Hearing this, the hunter thought, "Indeed, these are brave and noble birds. If I harm them, the gods will punish me. What do I care for the king's reward? I will set them free." He said to Sumukha, "Since you are prepared to die for friendship's sake, I will set your king and comrade free. Then fly where you both will." Tenderly, he loosed the golden goose foot from the snare and washed the blood away in the clear, pure water of the lake. He set the dislocated muscle and tendons, and by a miracle, the foot became whole again. Not a mark show where it has been caught. Sumukha was overjoyed at seeing his king free and said to the huntsman, "May you and yours always live in prosperity. O hunter, for your merciful act in setting my lord free."
कृपया कल दोबारा साथ देना सुवर्ण हंस के भाग दो को परम गुरु चिंघाई के शब्दों में सुनने के लिए यहाँ गुरु और शिष्यों का वार्तालाप कार्यक्रम में। पशु जगत हमारे सहनिवासी आगे आ रहा है ध्यान योग्य समाचारों के बाद। कृपया लगे रहे सुप्रीम मास्टर टेलीविजन पर। उम्दा सपने सारे पूरे हों आपके। प्लीज ज्वाइन अस अगेन टुमारो फॉर पार्ट टू ऑफ द गोल्डन गूस एज टोल्ड बाय सुप्रीम मास्टर चिंघाई here on Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next after Noteworthy News. So please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May all your noble dreams come true.